This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Good morning, everyone. Or possibly good afternoon or good evening. I don't know what time you're listening, but I want to remind you that yes, the episodes come out at 7 a.m. every morning, Monday to Friday in Italy. So feel free to make it a part of your morning routine. I know many students already do that. And when once you build that habit, your English, especially your listening skills, is going to get better and better and better. So guys, good morning, good afternoon. By the way, today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. How many 20s? March 20th, 2024. And welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. As we always do, let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. And today's sentence is a fun one. The sentence is, se gli alieni venissero al nostro pianeta, tutti perderebbero la testa. Let me tell you that perdere la testa, there's a phrasal verb I'm thinking about. Do you know what phrasal verb? Let's say the sentence one more time. Se gli alieni venissero al nostro pianeta, tutti perderebbero la testa. How would you guys say that sentence in English? I am very curious. And at the end, I'm going to tell you how I would say it in English. Now, it is time to begin today's one big thing. And let's begin by saying, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I think I'm generally a scientific person. It's just the way my mind works. I'm not very gullible, which is an interesting word. Gullible means someone who basically believes anything. I'm the opposite of gullible. I'm a very skeptical person. And speaking of that, I found an interesting article that I want to tell you guys about. So there's something called the Sagan Standard. Sagan is the last name of Carl Sagan, who is a very famous scientist. He's no longer with us. He died a few years ago. But his name is Carl Sagan, and he was a very important science communicator. He was a scientist, but he was very good at communicating science to people who were not experts, and he appeared on television in documentaries. I'm sure even many of you Italians know about Carl Sagan. And he made a statement one time which became very important. Carl Sagan once said, "Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence." Let me say that one more time. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. A claim is basically something you're saying is true. For example, there are aliens on Mars. That is a claim. And that's also an extraordinary claim. And Carl Sagan said, extraordinary claims richiedono extraordinary evidence. So if you're going to make a claim that you saw aliens on Mars, you also need extraordinary evidence for that claim. And this mentality is known as the Sagan Standard. You know, before humans became civilized and more scientific, they didn't know what to think. They didn't understand the universe. They didn't have a scientific background. So often, they didn't require evidence. They believed anything they were told. They were very gullible. They even made up stories. And that's completely understandable because when you don't understand the universe, you want some explanation. You want to understand why things are the way they are. But as humans developed and technology improved and human wisdom and knowledge continued to grow, we made realizations. And now we are a very scientific species. And in order to claim that something is true, we need proof. We need evidence. And this is now the standard. If you're going to claim that something is true, well, you better have evidence as well. And this mentality is known as the Sagan standard. So I personally really appreciate this mentality because, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not a gullible person. I'm very skeptical, scettico. So, for example, astrology. I'm not saying many people believe in zodiac signs and astrology, but it's pretty easy for me to see that there's no real fundamental truth to these claims. These astrology claims are saying, well, if you're born at this time of the year, the stars are aligned, and that means your personality will be... I mean, that is an extraordinary claim, but I do not see any extraordinary evidence, and for that reason, I don't believe in it. I don't think it's true. Most people don't. And this is a banal example, but you can apply this same thinking process to many other things. I personally like living in a skeptical way. I think it actually opens your eyes, because if you believe everything people tell you, I don't know, your mind is so fragile. Anything you hear, you think it's true. And when you're more skeptical, paradoxically, you're actually more open-minded, in my opinion, because you can discard, you can throw away certain claims that you see have no evidence, and you can start accepting other claims that have evidence. So then, instead of choosing things to believe, you simply know certain things. And there's a big difference between believing in something and knowing something. And another famous quote from Carl Sagan that I've always appreciated is very simple. He said, "I don't want to believe, I want to know." And to this day, I really appreciate that phrase, and I also agree with him. I don't want to believe in things. I want to know about things. So I hope you guys appreciated that philosophical discussion, scientific discussion, mentality discussion. And now let's transition over to today's question of the day. And let's stay on topic. Today's question of the day is, what's your favorite field of science? Science is such a general, vague term. There are many fields of science: biology, chemistry, physics, anatomy. But if I could only choose one, that's a very difficult decision, by the way, but perhaps my favorite field of science is astronomy. Now let's distinguish astronomy and astrology. One of them is the science of the planets, the cosmos, stars, space. That's astronomy. Astrology is your zodiac sign. And my favorite science is astronomy. I took a couple astronomy classes at college. I really enjoyed them. I love stars. I love the sky. I love the universe. Huge. we can't even understand how huge the universe is. Black holes. I personally love watching documentaries on science. And I mentioned black holes because I love black holes. It's a very interesting topic. I like learning more and more about that. And even reading, I like reading about astronomy and science more than I like reading about fictional stories, you know? So I'm not saying my way is the right way to be. I'm not saying my way is the better way to be. I think being less skeptical has its own benefits. It could even be more fun and more playful. And sometimes being skeptical can be a challenge. It can be boring. So I'm not saying being skeptical and loving science is the only way to live a good life. But for me personally, I like it. I prefer it. And that's just how I work. Okay. So I'm curious about your guys' favorite field of science. Do you like science at all? Maybe you really don't even like science. You might just prefer art, for example, and that's completely understandable. That's cool as well. In any case, it is time to finish the episode with the translation challenge. If you remember, today's sentence was Se gli alieni venissero al nostro pianeta, tutti perderebbero la testa. And remember, perdere la testa, there's one phrasal verb I'm thinking about. And before I tell you guys, let me quickly remind you, yes, I'm an English teacher. I love helping Italians learn English. If you want me to help you, check out bringglese.com and you can even start for free. So go check that out. Thank you for considering it. And now, our English sentence is, if aliens came to our planet, everyone would freak out. Okay, so of course we have a second conditional sentence. Se venissero, perderebbero la testa. Every conditional has two parts. In a second conditional, a hypothetical possibility, the two parts are if, simple past, and then would. Simple past, came, come, came, come. Seconda colonna, simple past, if aliens came, C-A-M-E, if aliens came to, nice preposition, if aliens came to our planet, tutti, everyone, would, ecco la seconda parte con would, everyone would freak out. And yes, the phrasal verb is to freak out, which means perdere la testa, perdere la calma, andare matti, ah, I'm freaking out. If aliens came to our planet, everyone would freak out. That is the answer to today's translation challenge. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's episode was unique. I hope you found it interesting. I certainly would if I heard this type of episode because I love this topic. So I hope you guys liked it as well. Let me remind you, in 24 hours, we have an advanced episode. So I will be speaking even faster and I'm looking forward to that. So join me in about 24 hours. As always, thank you so much for listening. And guys, peace.